You're listening to SBS News.
Dhaka, the capital of Bangladesh, and one of the world's most crowded cities. It's home to 21 million people, with 1,000 more new residents arriving every day. A staggering 82% of Dhaka is now concrete, with just 6 square kilometres of open space across the entire city. With the United Nations warning that 1 in 3 Bangladeshi children are now at risk from climate-linked disasters, the message in classrooms across the country couldn't be clearer. A group of Australian parliamentarians has been visiting a school in Dhaka. The young people they met did not mince words.
The politicians don't listen to us because we're not old enough to vote.
The school's student-led Green Club is using donations to its oxygen bank to plant a rooftop garden above their classrooms to try to mitigate emissions and slow the impact of global warming.
The environment is becoming destroyed. The Himalayas are melting. I feel so upset. The world is becoming warmer. I don't think it can survive much longer. That's why we need to plant more trees, because of carbon dioxide.
Our role is to plant more and more trees. We need to make our country and the whole world much greener. We need to control the use of carbon.
And the students have got a message for the leaders of nations where emissions are rising, not falling.
Many people say the climate is not changing, but the climate is changing very slowly. We need to be aware of this because our world is going to be destroyed if we aren't.
If the climate scientists are right and sea levels do rise by half a metre, by 2050, 12% of Bangladesh's landmass will disappear beneath the waves, potentially displacing 15 million people, many of them in vulnerable communities. Last year, floods killed 60 people and displaced 800,000 more. Many are now living in slums, and those are also in danger of being inundated. The students here know they can't solve the problem alone, but they're proud to be part of a growing global movement.
I salute Greta Thunberg many times. She's only my age, but she's done an amazing job bringing young people together.
Sentiments shared and shouted by a generation worried about their survival. Alan Lee, SBS News.